Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Happy to be back in this sea. I'm not really a fan of this sea. I would love to.
We miss you.
Yeah.
I really like that sea. But apparently I kept pushing the carpet out of focus of this camera here, and that's why in the two episodes before last, you guys didn't see Tima for most of it. It was my fault. So I guess I have to stay in this chair for the time being, and I'm okay with that. I'm alright with that.
Is that because I was cussing out Nigeria on that episode? At the beginning.
Oh. Was it that episode?
I'm pretty sure it was.
Damn, I thought we moved on from AFCON.
Can you imagine? We're still on AFCON.
Let it go.
I will never let it go.
We've got to let it go.
And you guys didn't even make it to the final. But
anyway, let's stop.
We all went home with the same thing.
Thank you very much.
Nothing. Sorry, I said let it go.
Let's stop. We are now in March. Come on.
It ended in February. Happy new month, everybody.
Yes.
Anyone got any new month resolutions?
Gonna take this diet real serious.
Mood.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you said it now.
Consistent in the gym.
Consistent in the gym.
Same for you?
Yeah, 100%. Maybe a mixture of both.
Mood. I'm good in the gym. Just the food be calling me, man.
Bruh, I had Five Guys today. I had a hot dog. I was eating it, and I was like, I wonder if I'll go to the gym tonight. Any New Year's, new month?
New month. I just need. It's my end of financial year at work now.
Good luck.
Thank you. I have to get through this month.
Yeah, we ain't gonna hear from you.
Yeah.
No more arguments in the chat.
You ain't got it. You ain't got it.
I'm not even gonna mention Tottenham's name. I'm just gonna leave you in peace.
That's a lie.
Exactly. It's okay.
It's okay.
Anyway. It was nice in spirit. It's not going to happen in reality, but that's fine.
I mean, it won't happen. If you guys are not watching visually, you are joined by myself at Anita By Me on all social media platforms, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Philippa at Philippa Akko on X.
Ella at LFCLs on X.
Tima at Teams_GH on all platforms, I believe.
and Lauren at Lauren Coys on all platforms now. I changed my Instagram.
Let me be consistent.
Do you know what? Your Instagram handle used to confuse the fuck out of me. Is it an L or is it an I? Like, it used to confuse the fuck.
Does my
fuck
name begin with an L?
Bro,
and
huh?
The thing is, like, because it's at the beginning, I thought it was a capital I.
So, where did you get. What's my name begin with?
Listen, okay.
It's now Lauren Coys. So, it was my middle name. Yeah, my initials are limited.
Really, is that difficult? I just assumed.
No, honestly, for me, like every single time, like I do the collaboration share, I always type in I.
I should probably change my Instagram name. It Dawkins. But I liked my Instagram name. I've had my Instagram for years, so.
Yeah, please. I had to change. My people are struggling to find me. I used to say it's Flown. They're like, how do you spell Flown? FLWN. People say that's not how you say Flown, so that's fine. Mm. Anyway,
yeah,
we are coming off the back of the Manchester Derby. Not like any of us were involved in this. No, no Man United fan, no Man City fan. I guess they were a bit scared about what the result would have been. But hey, I think everybody knew Man City was going to take the win, right?
Yeah.
I think we were just, I don't know, I don't think confused. We expected the manner of how the game went, at least the first half. I think we were all like, City wake up, it's a derby.
Manchester United always do that to them. Like, they always found some sort of way to score, put pressure onto City. Like, every single Manchester derby is always like that.
Yeah, but I feel like the effort is usually there. It didn't feel like it was machine for machine until a little later on.
Because Man United can't do machine for machine. They can't
But I feel like they gave it all.
They were very decent.
To be honest, until the subs, yeah, they were in
no,
it.
No, they were. They were in it. They were. And like,
in the words of Moyo, be guided. They were not good.
They were not good.
They were not good, but they were in the game.
They were around. They had, yeah.
If Rashford, you know, kept focus past the goal,
I thought they could have been 2 or 3.
Awful is a I agree with Ella. If he kept focus, it's just the focus.
For real. Mm.
Like, sometimes his head just wanders off. Yeah, you're thinking, what the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing? But if he stayed focused, he could have got 2 or more goals today. But it's the only person that stayed focused was Phil Foden. Mm. He had to carry that Man City team on his back. Now, before we go into Foden and Rashford and we talk about that, yeah, I'm never putting Haaland as my captain again. For the rest of the season, I'm not doing it. I'm over it.
I sat here and said I was gonna. I sat here and said that I was gonna sell him last week, and then I remembered that this was happening, so I didn't sell him. But we have been saying that he's not been himself, so to speak. So I think for the last couple of weeks we've been talking about who we're going to give our armband to in lieu of him.
It's not our fault that you weren't reading the chat. I can't lie. You were told. You actually told before the deadline.
Why didn't you call me?
Bredda, we were talking about it at 11 o'clock yesterday.
Literally.
Like, we had a whole hour and a half. And then I always see you on Twitter, like, at about 1:15. Like, who gets your armband? What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Anita.
Don't shame me, Tima.
Oh, boy.
Tima, do not shame me. I'm really behind in the people.
The thing is, Segal, like, is very good at this. She's not new to this. She's true to this. So,
clearly. Yeah, like, man, in one of my leagues, yeah, the loser buys everybody Nando's. There's 42 people in that league.
Where are you?
And some
42?
People are greedy. Oh, I wouldn't expect that.
Wait, is there actually a prize? Because if there is, I'll make an effort to log back.
There was no prize.
Not at this. But I mean, next season, what we might do, we might have to put a little bit of money on everyone's head top.
The bottom four.
What, to give to Segal?
Maybe we'll try harder. I don't know. I'm winning every other league, but the gold digger one.
If there's a forfeit, then I'll try harder.
The bottom four is looking a bit.
What are the points?
I am not bottom.
No, you are.
Fine,
Ella is bottom.
Because I haven't logged in since September. So
is this
Arsenal Joyce?
Shai Carter.
Can you please say the points? I want to know
the point difference.
You want me to shame you on camera with your point?
And I think no. Don't say the point total. Just say how much playing. Between each person. That's all I want.
I'm not still playing.
Okay, never mind. Don't include Ella.
Yeah, don't include Ella. Don't include me.
Do you know what? Ella's actually not that far behind Joyce Arsenal.
And Shia also said that she hasn't changed her team.
Yeah, I think the bottom three, they don't play.
Okay, so ending 3-1 today, Manchester United and Manchester City. Let's wrap that up. Ending 3-1 today, Phil Foden scored 2 bangers, but before he did, come on, he did.
No, sorry, I was just looking at the FP. I'm just looking at Mother's
team. Oh, I thought you were saying that Phil Foden didn't.
No, he was amazing.
He was absolutely sensational. But before we get to him, Marcus Rashford, he opened a goal scoring and... Before the second half, he was actually looking like a massive threat to Manchester United, and he just seemed like Manchester City couldn't actually quite grasp him, if that makes sense.
Mm. He was timing his runs really well.
Yeah.
I don't think he played well, sorry.
The best I've seen in a couple... No, I think he at the big first half, I think the best I've seen for a good few games. The problem is, as Anita said already, there wasn't really a bit of a final product. Mm. And also... I felt like Garnacho was a bit annoying as well.
Yeah, because before Rashford scored, he had that chance. And he should have done better.
Did you see Garnacho on the bench eating his snot?
What?
There's literally a video of him.
Wait, Anissa, you're going to make me feel sick.
And then he puts it in his mouth. I was like, oh.
You know what? I actually didn't need to know that information.
Gotta be vigilant.
I didn't see it.
I'm going to put it in a group chat. We're all going to see it. I had to see it. We're all going to see it. It looks, it's really subtle though. So it's not like he went like that. Nah, but it's really subtle.
Doesn't matter if it's subtle. It's just not
right. It's nasty. Anyways, and you can just see
make sure you put trigger warning for 15 minutes.
Trigger warning?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Eating
snot.
Look how she's gagging there.
Honestly, it is really making me feel physically sick.
Okay, let's move on. Okay.
Yeah, let's leave a palate cleanser now.
But Tima, why do you think Marcus Rashford didn't play too well?
What are we doing? How many goals did he score last season? What season before? This is not.
He was like, at least 20 last season.
He didn't play well. Like, I don't think those chances, you could say, like, if he had his head screwed on. Why is his head screwed on? He had enough time in the week to go and play, to go write pages and pages and pages about body language and all the
it
rest of it.
It was not that long. Don't do that. And nobody is saying that, oh my days, he was amazing. We're just saying that he looked better. He looked switched on.
For me, no.
But then in the second half, we agree.
Like, how are you not, first of all, that chance, how are you not heading the ball in front of you? No, I don't even know how
that was. That was poor.
What did he even do there? Like, the ball was behind him. How?
He just made a poor connection with his head.
No, man. Like if you're going to go come and do all of this, like, at least be focused and be guided in the play. I don't think he was very good. I think actually he was part, him in his lack of focus, as you guys say, is one of the reasons why Man United didn't win the game. He should have had at least minimum two goals, probably should have had a hat trick. And I'm not going to rate that.
I think you've misunderstood what we're saying.
I really feel like you have misunderstood what we're saying. I can't look at his performance isolating it in the first half and even rate that either. Yeah, you scored a banger. It was an amazing goal. I can't remember even seeing Rashford score from that sort of range, but I'm not going to rate it because
he likes that knuckleball shot. He does it on free kicks.
Yeah. He did it against us a couple of times.
He does.
He did it against Chelsea. I'm going to tell you that.
That's that knuckleball shot that they. He's a good striker of the ball. That's one thing.
For me, he needs to do better with those chances.
I think he did, but a bit too hard to impress.
But it's. I mean, you can be impressed with the finish, but I'm not impressed with his overall performance.
Do you know what? I feel like in the pool of performances that he's had this season, this was one of his best.
So the bar is very low.
So that's all we're saying. But I think the bar is low
for the whole United team. Mm.
Yes, I agree. And like, you know, when you sit and watch and you watch with other people who don't support United, and you just ask, like, you know, who in this United starting 11 would you have in your starting 11? And it is low. All I was just saying was that it could have gotten better. Yeah, you're sitting and thinking, honestly, we all sat there and we really thought about it, and it was just like, you know, some of us who were lower down in the table probably would take people. But the higher up you go, you're not looking at... No, I'm not talking about... I promise that was not a shot.
No. I know it's not a shot, but in my head, I'm thinking like... Yeah, because the thing is, I was looking around to see who I could ask. Only us three can get asked that question, because no one in Man United's team is getting into Liverpool. No one in Man United's team is getting into Spurs, or forgive me. Are they?
On his day.
Liverpool. I don't think. Who's he replacing?
But then this is, again, and this actually is more to your point. On his day, but we're having too many instances where on his day is sporadic. On his day is like once a month.
Yeah.
What I was trying to say at the beginning was, you saw flashes of good in him. So I was happy for him to like get into that. I was like, oh, you're getting better. Like, you're growing into it. But then as the game went on, I don't know whether it was a confidence dip. I don't know whether it was because of a disconnect with him and the rest of the midfield. I'm not sure. But it's like, on his day isn't good enough. Do you know what I mean?
I think he got frustrated about not having the ball. Because I think, especially second half, City really stepped up their control of the game even more so. And he just struck me as someone that was just getting irritated with the fact that the team wasn't performing how he wanted to. And I think that's something that he needs to cut out of his game. Because, like, yeah, okay, your team's not playing well, but they still rely on you. And I think he needed to be ready. And maybe that's what caused that lack of focus, because he's frustrated. And when
the ball kind of was coming to him. Apart from the goal, he wasn't necessarily prepared. But I would find it really tough to play in that United team at the moment. So mm-hmm. because there isn't really, there's not a lot. And when you look at the changes that Ten Hag made, it was kind of like you were in the derby and then you just threw it away. Yeah. So it's not an easy team to play in.
It's a carbon copy of what Poch did weeks before, just completely eliminated the threat. If you look at how Tottenham equalised against City, it's because they kept that counter-attacking threat. You know City are not the same defensively. You can get in behind them, but I don't know. Your manager, Ten Hag...
Two bozo managers making bozo decisions.
What literally, is going on? Just gave the game away. What was it 2-1 at that point? Didn't even chase it. No one even thought that Man United would equalise. No one even had a thought. We were all getting ready for the pod, let's be real.
it's true. Once that phone call went in, days. I was like, let me get up and put my makeup on.
You're like, so funny. Yeah. Yes, I did move into the bedroom.
I was like, it's time to get ready.
Time to put clothes on.
I was like, time to get ready. Yeah, you're right.
That is actually hilarious. Ouch. You're actually so right. All right, so you did ask a good question, and I actually want to talk about it. And I want to talk about it with teams, especially.
Me.
Does anyone in that Man United team get into Chelsea? We should put the count down.
I would take, personally, for West Ham, I would take a Varane.
Oh, you're so right.
Mm. I would take a Varane, 100%.
He had a great game today as well.
I think it would be cruel to count him out.
With his knees or no knees?
Listen, quite frankly, all I know with CBs is people who are struggling with their knees. I've got Kurt Zouma and Angelo Ogbonna. So, you know what I mean? Doesn't matter. Bring your knees wrapped. Get your injections.
I think Marcus Rashford on his day makes it into the Chelsea team.
For me, just Hoyland, I would take. Oh, Hoyland. Because I know that Sonny can play left wing. So I would take Hoyland. But
Hoyland
that's
and
it.
Rashford.
Will you take
him? Oh, no. I'm taking no one.
I heard you
I'm
say yeah.
I was recommending him for you guys.
Okay. I love it. She was like, that's a you problem.
I'm trying to help. I'm working with Chris.
What about, it's funny how no one's saying Bruno Fernandes.
I already have a 10.
We had this conversation last week. Like, he's not for us. And I'm so glad that people are starting to wake up to that. But again, we're not going to go back into it.
Yeah. His lack of leadership is embarrassing.
He was all right. He was all right today.
Oh,
he said,
my God.
Think
about the pool.
No.
Do you know what's actually interesting? Because you're saying he was all right and you're saying he was terrible. I thought he was invisible.
Really?
Personally.
Did he get the assist for Rashford's goal?
And he set up Rashford. He just headed it wrong.
Like that
could have been 2 goals.
He was pinging in balls. It was important.
It's
not his technical ability that pisses me off with him. It's his lack of leadership. Because I look and think, I just think in big games, you're the captain of the club and he doesn't act like it. That's what annoys me with him.
But then again, I think that's a big thing that we could have a conversation about for a long time, about several Premier League clubs at the minute and like who their captains are and whether they're actually pushing their teams in the right manner. Because I think there's a couple of teams where it's like, who's your club captain? Really? Do you know what I mean?
No.
Who's our club captain at the moment, team?
Reece James.
No, as in like someone that's not injured. Chilwell. You're right. You got a good point over there. I'm gonna tell you that for free.
I'm just saying, I've noticed.
Chilwell's very lucky that I opted not to come on the Carabao Cup final because I had words. I had words for Chilwell. You played against kids.
And he was fighting against
them. He was fighting. And you know what? I wanna make a point, yeah. So last week we came and we just did not have the vim to criticise Chelsea like that because like it was just like
because don't you have pity, we're already dead.
So this is it. So it was just sort of like, but like if you actually think about it, you can argue about the first 90 whatsoever, but the minute it turned into that stopping, no, we're not talking, I'm just saying like in terms of the players on the pitch for you lot, some of them bigger men than others, and it was just a little bit like
and your captain sets the tone.
But the thing is, when you
We'll come to Chelsea. If we have time. I'm not promising any time, but if there is, we'll come to Chelsea. You see how I put Chelsea right at the bottom of the agenda. Anyway.
Fake.
Let's talk a little bit about Andre Onana had a well of a performance.
He was good. Yeah, I mean, he didn't deserve to lose.
He's really good. As a whole, did not deserve to lose that match. Tima, can you agree or disagree?
Listen, I can't unsee that bird picture from him from the looting game, so unfortunately.
What picture is this?
Sorry, we are talking about the derby. Please, can you answer the question?
He did what he needed to do, like what he should have been doing all season.
Yeah, I do. I understand. Sorry. The sounds from the other studio really got me at that point. Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying. Mm. But I think goalkeepers as a whole had a good weekend. Mm-hmm. Some really good goalkeeping performances.
Like Big Titty had a good game. I know
Big Titty had a great game. Yeah.
Sorry, Big Titty.
Areola.
Why is it called Big Titty?
Areola.
I can't believe
that's her nickname.
That's what we call him in the chat.
Big Titty.
Just, yeah, I think it's just you, babe, but I like it. I find it funny.
I need to pay more attention to the chat.
That missed me as well. That missed me.
Yeah, that one doesn't. What? Okay.
But yeah, I think Onana had a good game. And you have to give credit where credit's due, because if a striker has a good game, you give credit. If a midfielder has a good game, you give credit. If a defender is nullifying people, you give credit. So I think that, you know, you need to put respect on his name. And yes, he should have been doing it all season. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, actually, if you think about it, his actual Premier League record is quite good. It's him in Europe and the cups that have let him down. But
yeah, he must be like second, third max for clean sheets, to be fair.
It was he was first for a very long time, so I'd like to check it, because
the goal difference is -2. I'm sorry.
Ella, that's also because they're not scoring goals.
Yeah.
Like, goal difference minus is both two things. I do hear that, but he was leading with the clean sheets.
If he doesn't have the performance that he had today, then City could have won that by 5 goals.
That's true.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to find Onana's, what's it called?
Clean sheet record
like, right now.
Because genuinely, like, when you look on FPL, yeah, in the goalkeepers.
Yeah, he's like right there. At the top.
He's at the top near the points. Mm.
Why can't I see this? I'm looking on goalkeepers.
Oh, whilst we're having clean an interim, sheets. Katerina Macario made a Chelsea debut and she scored.
Come on.
Yeah. Some good news for the Chelsea fans.
The only thing that's keeping this club alive.
Women.
Do you know what I find so tedious, yeah? Sorry, not to take it away from the woman. But in clean sheets, why is Saliba first? Does that not just go for goalkeepers, or is it defenders?
That's strange.
I don't understand.
I've got Saliba. Is my app buggy? I don't know.
That's really weird.
The clean sheet should count. Because I mean, I guess it does, though. In FPL, you do get points as a defender for clean sheets, but still.
That's crazy,
You're
going
to get shy started now.
Ugh, please, I don't want
Why? We haven't said anything. We didn't say anything derogatory.
Because she has beef because we didn't put him in team of the week.
Team of the season so far.
Yeah, I understand that beef, but like, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, after like, what was it, 8 games or whatever. Anyway, Shai, if you're still hurting, we've moved on.
All right, out of the goalkeepers.
Yeah,
Anana's
got
three.
7 clean sheets, and Pickford is, and Raya have 8, and Edison.
Pickford.
Oh, right.
He has the same number of clean sheets as Alisson.
Wow.
Alisson is injured.
Anana went to AFCON.
Alisson's only injured for what? 4 weeks. 4 weeks tops.
That's a lot of games. We played a lot of games.
And Anana decided to go and, you know, well.
He was there for one Premier League game.
Listen, he's only one off the season best at the moment. So he has actually kept his shit.
Ella doesn't want his name anywhere. Yeah, Alisson.
I don't blame you.
He had a really good match.
No, he did. He was really good.
Champions League final against City.
And yeah, City. He had lost on both occasions.
All right, so moving on to Phil Foden.
Philip Walter Foden.
Let's bring back.
No, please don't do that again. Because we should not. I don't know whether he's angling for the new GTA or whatever it is, but we don't need to see that anymore.
They call him the sniper.
Because it's AK-47, isn't it?
I want him to change his number then, because I don't want to see that anymore. Sorry.
Why?
It's not very iconic for him.
No, it doesn't work. It looks a little disjointed and awkward.
You are hating.
I'm not hating. I just don't want to see it.
I was the one who did it and they complained. I'm saying it does look a little bit disjointed and awkward. But, you know, I love a celebration.
A sniper celebration. I thought it was cool.
No, I don't like it. Personally.
Do you know what? Just the other week, we were talking about players not having any celebrations. And I was like,
I'm not telling him not to have one. Just not that one.
Sorry, Lauren.
Make another one.
I don't think it's bad vibes.
You started off on the front foot with the bad vibes.
I remember when Raheem had that gun tattoo on his leg, and they were telling us that he's aggressive and it represents violence in Jamaica, whatever it is. So I don't want to see filth and I don't want
to
see it.
The report said, and Raheem started said that he never wants to shoot someone again. We were like, where did he again come
again?
They just what again at the end of the stage.
Like, he had time. My man was travelling across school, across London to go to football training. But he had time to be a shooter.
Thank you.
Allow it.
I am dying. The British press is racist. God. Mm. But anyway, Phil Foden, he had a great game. And a couple of weeks ago, Shai said Phil Foden is not a big game player. It was the first thing that came to my mind the second he scored the first goal. And I thought, okay, maybe a fluke. Let's see what happens next. Second goal, took it by the balls, scored again. What do we think about Phil Foden and his status as potentially world-class, according to Rio Ferdinand, and his big game playing style, according to Shai, that doesn't exist?
I think at the time I laughed. As I said, she said that... No offense, but she said that Bowen was a more of a big game player than him, that and that's where you can't. Crazy. That's where I can't take it seriously. I think
she lost a lot of people with that comment.
You all looked at her like
she said, "What?" Well,
that slow mo head turn from all of us, like, "Whoa!"
So I don't know. Like, I think obviously this season he's become more consistent and is contributing a lot and dragging that City team on numerous occasions over the line. So maybe before this season, I know that this season he's played the most games he has. So obviously, like, injuries wise as well, he's avoiding injuries and he's becoming basically integral, particularly with Kevin De Bruyne not really being there for large parts of the season. So I don't know whether that's a fair tag, because I think I've seen him do this in Manchester derbies on multiple occasions. I don't necessarily agree with Shai on that. And I think I know obviously the Saka versus Phil Foden debate is something that people talk about. let me leave it there before Arsenal fans accuse me of anything. But I just think it's interesting. But I think one thing I will say though is Southgate was there.
Yes.
Let him. I want his eyes to be very, very open. Like, do you know when someone sticks your eyes? Like, see what real tactician. See what where he should be playing. Because in the summer,
Timo
won't
make
a
difference.
Playing left. If I see that Batty Chris Boom on the bench,
if I see Jordan Henderson's name,
he's gonna be there
on the team sheet.
You know he's gonna be there.
Foden would be on the bench.
Me myself, I will walk to Germany and sack that man myself.
Foden is gonna be on the bench.
Yeah, it's absolutely disgusting, because when you actually look now, I think at Foden and like, do we call him world class? I think if he came up for sale, Real Madrid would buy him. 100%. That's how good he is. Yeah. And I use Real Madrid as, could you be a Galactica? If you could, you're probably world class. But when you look at what he is doing, like, important goals, he can score from anywhere. If he plays off the right, plays in the middle, he's impacting games. And I just look and think, okay, you know, there are a lot of superstars in that Man City side, but I feel like this season he's really said, but I'm one of those. I'm one of the like Gundogan kind of used to turn up at this point of the season and go on that run and say, I'm dragging us to the title. I feel like Phil's been doing that pretty much all season. Like, he's one of the guys, which is not easy to do in a team full of superstars. To be fair,
he's also got that. I know that people talk about Saka's aura or lack of aura.
Tima, just say your truth, please. Just say your truth.
I think that's part of the reason why people don't see Saka's world class, because his numbers are amazing this season. I'm not going to pretend that they're not. Him and Phil Foden are literally carrying my fantasy football team, so like, I can't pretend that he's not doing bits. But I do think there is an aura thing, whereas I think Phil Foden doesn't have it either, but I think he's more likely to develop it than Saka. Saka is just...
I think Phil Foden, low-key, he has it.
You think so?
He's got that skinhead energy.
Oh, I don't know.
He's got skinhead energy.
I do think this season is the turning point. I think this season is the turning point, and from here on out and then next season, I think we're going to feel it. 100. But I think also this is the thing when you're like a starlet, like a wonder kid, you come out when you're really young and you basically don't burst onto the starting 11. You come in slowly and gently. I think it's us still thinking he's that young kid. It's like a slow emergence, like a, you know, a butterfly coming out of the cocoon. It wasn't like a straight punch to the face. It's like been a very gentle turnaround, and I think it's happening now.
To be fair,
So I think that's probably why, for me, I don't think that. Oh, I don't feel like he's got that, like, quote unquote aura thing, but I definitely think this is the turning point.
Do you think Saka's got it and can develop it?
I think the problem, and it's not a problem, but like the issue with Saka and this so-called aura thing is just because he's already been dubbed the nice guy. He's very, very capable player, but I feel like once the media or a fan base gives you a persona, it's very hard to then straddle the fence of two different types of like ways of looking at it. So it's Saka, he's, you know, God's child, he's star boy. It's very much that child boy. It's infantilization. A lot of the way that people
do.
We give you analysis.
But if you think about it, it's a bit like with Kante. The difference with Kante was that he forced you to respect him, but they definitely made him a child in the media. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, Kante's so nice, he drives a Mini, oh, all of this. And I feel like that's what the issue is with Saka.
Saka could get it if he plays at this level in the Champions League season in, season out. Because I think, because Kante carried Leicester to that title, because of his impact, like, no, he's playing next to Danny Drinkwater.
Do you know what I was laughing about, I remember when he scored a goal, and he just ran, he went, and he just smiled. Like, he didn't do nothing. He just smiled, and everyone just came to hug.
But this is it. But you're so right.
Yeah, his performances did the talking, and it was in whichever competition at the highest level. Kante was one of the best players on the pitch whenever he was
all
on it.
Time.
And I think what Saka needs now is that we know what he's doing in the Premier League. But I feel like in order to get that aura, you have to do it in the Champions League.
I think in order to have that aura, he needs to win trophies.
It's a combination of both, to be honest.
Yeah, so everything. It's having that, having yourself on the world stage and everyone know you and cannot deny you. And and like you're saying, if you're not in those European competitions and you're not winning trophies or whatever, unfortunately, it's always going to be like you're a good player, but are you that guy? Again, not the same, but it's like the same sort of conversation that you have with like a Harry Kane. Like Harry Kane is very good at what he does, but is he that guy if he's a person who doesn't win trophies? Do you see what I mean?
There was always a big but.
And it's like Saka is a fantastic player. And he will be a fantastic player. And I think also, here's a question, and it may be linked, but linked to the trophies thing. Is it because he plays for a team like Arsenal? Is it because he plays for Arsenal? Is it because he doesn't play for like a, I don't know.
You
don't agree?
Answer that question based on what you saw from the Arsenal fans over the timeline. That's what you read about.
To be honest, like, I don't think it matters. I think because you look at Harry Kane, no one denies he's world class. I think it's about how good are you.
People deny.
People do.
Who denies he's
people
world
definitely
class?
Deny.
It's because he played for Spurs.
Okay, but they're being still. He's world class. Let's be real. But I think for Saka, it's either are you a top three winger in the world, or are you carrying your club and winning trophies? Are you consistent? Do you have those moments in the Champions League? He needs to kind of clutch onto one.
Right.
Do you get what I mean? I think he'll get there. Maybe not with Arsenal. Maybe he might move. Just saying.
He's going to move. He's just signing a new contract.
Well,
I don't know. But these are all interesting. But I think these are all really interesting questions, isn't it?
If Arsenal don't win in the next 2 years and Real Madrid come calling,
I don't see that guy. That
I'm just saying.
The thing is, it all comes with ambition as well. If you don't have ambition, you're not going to collect that aura, unfortunately. This is what happened to Harry Kane. If you like, without getting the trophies...
Well, no one told him to sign a six-year contract with no exit clause.
Literally.
That was poorly advice.
Exactly.
Charlie.
And that's why Harry Kane, people can still say, is he world-class or not? I think it's ridiculous. I think he's world-class. Full stop. But that's why people still have those conversations, still have those debates. And it's like, if you haven't got the trophies to back up any aura that you have, boy, the aura will be on the floor. And I'm not being funny. Like, I love Saka. I really do. But he smiles too much, man. He's so friendly. No, like, he's
very nice. Someone said he ain't got the bastard in him.
Yeah. He needs an inner bastard. Like, when he's constantly getting fouled, he doesn't go to the player. He goes to the ref. Like, bad up the player. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's true because
people know they can take him out because he's not going to react.
Yeah, why aren't people... I hate saying
actually,
this.
Actually, you know what? When he dyed his hair and nearly broke my left back's neck, that was the only time I saw...
Hey, she said when he went blonde.
That was the only time I saw a little bit of aggression because I was like, what's happened to this guy?
She said the hair dye gave him aura.
But then imagine this is
for him to change it back.
But then this is another question do we need aggression for someone to have aura? Is that what the missing component is?
Yeah.
Aggression.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Needs to be a bit of a bastard.
Then we found we've found it. We've gone all around our houses and we found it.
Yeah.
There's not really a sense of aggression to his personality nor his game. Yeah. Therefore, that aura is missing. I'm glad we got here, guys. Well done.
But then
Phil Foden is trying to create it with the so there we go.
But then I do feel like Phil Foden does have a little bit of aggression in his game.
He does.
So I can understand why. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. We actually came to a conclusion, guys.
Because he had the trophies. Because Kante also smiled all the time.
Yeah, but the thing about Kante is, he won't get you back, like, go to your face, but he's going to tackle the shit out of you.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to take that ball from you.
That's what I'm saying. It's either personality or on the pitch. Yeah. It's one or the other.
Like, can you guys name a player that's world class that has that's not a little bit of an inner bastard? That doesn't have a little bit of an inner bastard in him?
Even, I know we'll cover it because it's in the agenda, but even Jude yesterday...
When he was batting up the ref for what's called match fixing,
he's got that both, allegedly, but
let's go straight into Real Madrid and let's go straight into Jude Bellingham then, right? I didn't watch the match, I just saw what happened so basically the ball's in the air, the ref calls for full time, but Jude also scores a goal literally at the same time. Should the goal have stood, or did the ref blow his whistle in good timing? What do we think?
I feel like the timing of it, it's not clear whether... Was it Carvajal had made the cross?
It was before the cross.
Like, but I think where it's fallen down is that it's absolutely dreadful refereeing because, like, I feel like the referee doesn't blow the game if the attack is still happening, and that's his issue. He blew the whistle when literally the attack was they're still in the middle of the attack. He should have let. If the ball had been cleared properly, then you think, okay, calm. Yeah, like, you know,
cleared.
It is what it is.
It was cleared and then it came back. He should have blew that whistle as soon as it was cleared.
Yeah.
So his timing, the timing is completely incorrect. And yeah, but at the same time, if you've blown the whistle, you've blown the whistle. So you can't let the goal stand. But it's terrible refereeing.
I also feel like, it's also the pride of the referee as well. Because if you guys remember, I think it was lockdown when Man United, the ref blew the whistle, but VAR said, nope, the game must carry on kind of thing, and then the penalty after the ref blew the whistle. Something like that could have happened because...
The VAR cannot intervene in that situation.
Not even VAR,
but yeah.
But like, the ref could have thought, you're mid-blowing the whistle, mid. Like, I don't know, in basketball, when the buzzer's going...
Yeah.
If you get a three pointer when the buzzer's going right, it still counts, no? So with football, I don't know why, like, there has to be such a big difference. He was still mid blowing his whistle.
Yeah, I don't know.
In the spirit of the rule, then you have to stop and you can't really count it. But like we were saying, you know, this season's buzzword is phase of play at the minute because of all of the ref stuff. The phase of play has already continued. Why would you blow?
Facts.
Yeah.
And then give Jude the red card.
I do think there was that underlying context because this was Vinicius coming back. yeah, to Valencia yeah. after everything that happened last season. They were even wearing the same shirts from last season. And I think La Liga, I just feel like there's just that undercurrent in La Liga, and that they don't like the black players in Real Madrid. And I think if that was maybe a different match with a different team, with maybe a different player who had scored, maybe the ref isn't just trying to can the game really soon.
They just don't like Vinicius Junior because he's unapologetic and he won't bow down.
Yeah, 100%.
He's in their face. And actually, Valencia fans, you're an absolute disgrace. I'm sorry.
Mm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You are an absolute disgrace.
100%. Yeah.
Like, how can you be so wrong and strong for a whole season? Mm. Like, in that time, you didn't reflect on your own behaviour, and you're still coming back with
him. They can't reflect on their own behaviour because
they're just racist.
There's no reflect. There's absolutely no reflecting. As far as they're concerned, black players should know their place in Spain and should be seen and not heard.
Provoke the fans.
Exactly. Yeah, and so there is no reflection because they're stupid.
Mm. I saw a video of a young boy. Do monkey chants to
Vinicius. Yeah, it was a child.
Yeah.
And the mum is just there hanging
chilling, out. Vibing. Mm-hmm.
Just because Vinicius Jr. plays football and he does it well and you don't like it. I don't really get it.
I've never, I will never understand racism. I just think it's just, because it's just what, like, I just like, how do you fix your brain to have like, such a.
You correct people from young, from early. Mm, like, yeah. I feel like of course. The older generations, when it comes to racism, I don't bother with them. Like, if you're old and you're racist at this point, that's got nothing to do with me. Carry on doing you, boo. But the younger generations, they're so impressionable. Mm. The little kid that you saw doing a monkey chant, he probably doesn't even know what it means until he actually grows up and then realises, oh shit, I'm being racist. Then he can make the choice as to whether he wants to stick with that or whether he doesn't.
But I think it's too late. By the time that child grows up, that's how we perpetuate, and that's why we're still here, generation after generation, because that child sees Vinicius and thinks there's something wrong with him.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, whether he understands the significance of the monkey chant or whatever it is, he's learned that when you see a black player, that's normal behaviour.
Mm. Boy, I hope Vinicius continues to be blackity black.
Unapologetically.
And that's why I love that Real Madrid team. Yeah. When you look at the core of their superstars, they're black.
They are black.
May they continue.
May they continue.
See, look, there may be space for Saka in the future.
You heard it first, man.
But even the discourse around Jude Bellingham's mum, like the way that people talk about her, how she doesn't smile, how she looks like a man, how she looks aggressive, all of these kind of things as well. Like, that's also that's also disgusting. Mm. Like, you can't just be a black woman in peace.
I just find it so tedious, that people be cussing Jude Bellingham's mum when they're looking at their mums right then and there. Like, does your mum look like Jude Bellingham's mum? Like, can you say your mum looks as good as Jude Bellingham's mum for real? Mm. Before you come on the internet.
Woman's skin is flawless.
Like, come on. Your mum's skin ain't looking like that. Let's keep it G.
And to be honest, if my son was making as much money as hers, I wouldn't be smiling either.
There's generational wealth to be protected right here. I'm busy. I'm serious business. What are you talking about?
She's running an empire.
Any Tom, Dick and Harry woman is going to come and try and take her baby boy. Why is she going to be smiling?
Exactly. And that family makes sacrifices. You got the dad that's living in Sunderland. She's there in Spain. They make sacrifices. But at the same time, we
read that.
Yeah, because he's looking after Joe.
Who made that deal?
But that's why I'm saying they had no
different point. What came
to this? That's hilarious.
Guess I'm going.
I would have been living in Sunderland.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring.
At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Not being funny yet, even if I would have lost, I really would have spoke up the I'm a black woman.
Please. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to do a quick break to check on the camera.
Okay.
Sunderland, you know.
Yeah, Sunderland.
Listen,
imagine Birmingham to Sunderland. That's where they went.
Yeah, but it's, I think his dad absolutely loves it anyway. I think his dad would go anywhere. He is someone who, I think he played, but not to like sort of level, but like he played and like, I just think they're both living their dreams.
Yeah, it's worth it. Joe's balling out there.
Joe is balling out.
Playing at a high level.
So, there's nice places up in the northeast. Mm. You know, Northumberland. Great scenery.
That's going to be my children.
They're probably living in a very nice house.
That's what I'm saying. Don't feel bad for Mr. Mark. Oh, yeah, no one.
Versus Madrid.
Yeah, of course, I understand.
If you're living next door to Vinicius Jr. versus living next door to, I don't even know Sunderland players. No offence, of course.
Listen, go and do sacrifice. Sacrifice. All right. So it is the first Sunday of the month. I feel like I'm in church, you know. So it is the first Sunday of the month, which means we're going to do Gold Digger's Forecast. I hope you guys are liking this segment thingy that we're doing because you guys asked for it. Mm. But we're going to do our forecast for the rest of the month. And we are going to start with the next manager to get sacked. So last month we predicted it would be Roy.
Mm. We did.
And then Roy allegedly left.
No, allegedly. I reckon he
he's
did.
No longer in employment, so it counts.
Yeah, it counts. Yeah. I reckon they sacked him. He got sick. They agreed to say it was mutual.
Hmm.
That's what I reckon. Fair. But cool. Let's go around the table. Who do we think is going to be the next manager to get sacked?
Do you know what? We'll come to you. I actually don't think that anyone is going to get sacked this month.
Okay. Mm.
I think April, in that run up to the end, like to May, I think April is where you may see some movement. And I think it's probably going to be directed towards the bottom half of the table in terms of getting things shaking. And also heard whispers about Eddie Howe, but I don't think anyone in March, me personally. Mm-hmm. Mm. What do you think?
Sad to say, but I think Poch. Yes. Devastated.
Come on. See, why are you cheering like Ella has any fucking say, bro? Like,
she's cheering as if Chelsea scored a goal.
I think it's... Do you know what with Poch is? I think that final was make or break in terms of the way they lost that final.
To Virgil.
I don't see... Yeah, I just don't see... The lights with Poch. How many of the players
had double maths the next day?
I don't know what happened between him and the owner, but it didn't look good. Like he avoided him or something.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
it didn't look good. So
he's not Bowley's man. He's Egbali's man.
Okay, that makes sense. So
that's also another question. Mm. Like Bowley, Egbali, other unknown people. Like, is there a hierarchy?
Mm. Yes, apparently.
Who's at the top of the food chain?
Do you want me to go into this?
That's your business, allegedly.
It's not allegedly. Come at me, man. I've got things to say to you, innit? So,
hey, hold on. Is this actually like facts?
It's not facts. What this is what people say. So at the beginning, obviously, Todd Bowley was the face of it, but Todd Bowley only owns 5%, and he was never gonna. So he doesn't have the majority. The majority is owned by Clear Lake, who is headed by Egbali. So a lot of people believe that through the first year, Todd Bowley was managing things, had his own way, bought in Potter to Potter. Potter was his man. And then obviously when it all went wrong, he took a step back and Egbali came more to the forefront. because that's where you, why you hear stories about Mudryk. He flew to Ukraine. Is it Ukraine? Ukraine to get Mudryk. He was involved in the Enzo deal. He was involved in the Caicedo deal. And Pochettino is his man. So unless, I think he has veto. So unless he says that Pochettino is leaving, Pochettino, even if everybody else at the club doesn't really believe in him, Pochettino isn't going to leave because that's his man. And it's his time to be at the forefront. Personally, I think they all should leave. But anyway, sorry, I interrupted.
No, I interrupted, sorry.
So Poch or Vincent Kompany don't look good.
Is he still employed?
Those are my two as well. But yeah. I think if yesterday hadn't happened, I would have said Kompany because I just think Burnley will have to make that change if they want to stop conceding goals. But then hearing those Pochettino out chants, and they were even chanting Jose Mourinho's name. I just think once you get to that level of toxicity, and that be, you know, because, you know, we've discussed this before as well, Stamford Bridge is quiet. So if the kind of the next home games and those are the only chance, I just think, at, you know, you get to a point of no return. And I think Poch is closer to that than we think.
I think he's there with a lot of fans. I think with the fans, it's done. I think it's the ownership who are clinging on to some sort of hope that he has improved the squad, he's improving players. The stuff that he says, I'm like, my friend, are you believing the nonsense? Yeah.
Do you actually losing your family?
But do you actually think? Do you actually think that they think that of him, or do you think that they're saving face until the end of the season? Because me personally, I cannot see anybody who has any sense who genuinely feels that things are going to progress next season with him at the helm. So I feel like they're saying these things to save face until they can do this, because let's call a thing a thing. God knows how much you owe Graham Potter right now for ending his contract. The same with, like, obviously, if you get rid of Poch, conversations
and
about...
And also, Poch, the coaching team that Poch have is like Jesus Perez and all of them lot. They will go. It's not like a... Like Frank Lampard, for example, if they went interim, like, you actually have to... get, like, the whole coaching team is gone.
You need to get someone with staff.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Get them gone.
No, no, 100%, and I understand that, and I hear that, and if I was in your position, I would feel it too, but I'm saying it's a logistical nightmare, which is why, personally, I feel like they're probably being a lot more considered than they were last season, because, again, like we said, Lampard can come in and slot for until the end of the season. You can't do that.
It's about optics, though. Because, if they have got a stadium and the fans are restless and there's booing and this is what's on the television,
they're lucky.
I don't think I was at Stamford Bridge on Wednesday. It wasn't that deep.
But like, do you know why that's different, though? Because that was a cup tie, so you're not going to have the same regulars going to Stamford Bridge. That game on Monday, let Chelsea go 1-0 down. He's finished.
But you say that, but it was the loudest I'd heard Stamford Bridge all season at the same time.
Probably because it was a relief that we actually won. That game was
atrocious. But even when we were down bad, when we played Newcastle in the Carabao semis and we were like one goal down, was it the semis or quarters, one of them, and we were one goal down, like it wasn't as toxic, if that makes sense.
I always think your away fans are representative of the fan base, and once once the away fans, who are generally season ticket holders, once they go, you have a big problem on your hands.
I feel like it's easier to get away tickets as a non-going fan,
Do you not have ticketing points like everybody else?
Well, that's very different. Only holders can get away tickets.
The only reason why I say that is because from what I see anyway, from what I know, away tickets are the ones that people are reselling because no one wants to go away anymore. No one's trying to leave London anymore.
Away tickets at Spurs are so hard to get.
I was going to say, I have not been to an away game for West Ham in years.
If I
want
to get an away ticket to, let's say it's a Chelsea-Liverpool match, I can get it easily. Very easily.
Pass it to me and you can sit with your fans.
Shameless. As long as you sing Poch out, man, you're welcome.
As long as you sing Poch out. I will do it.
You're going to leave depressed.
Away fans are not the everyone. Are not the weekly fans that you see at Stamford Bridge. So that's why when I say, like, whenever I go home, like, I'm not hearing
it. Yeah, I know it to be the opposite as well. Like,
don't get me wrong. Stamford Bridge is quiet. It is. But on Wednesday, it was fine. They were even cheering him on. Like, everyone was fine. even though we just came from the loss of the cab. But don't get me wrong, people were restless and people were just like, oh, for fuck's sake. But they still cheered them on. When we equalised, they still cheered them on. Mm. And I was just like, well, it's not like the Chelsea fan base is so 50-50. It's unbelievable.
I think it will be different on Monday. I think
Sorry, who is the Monday match?
I think we've got Newcastle.
Yeah.
I think let Chelsea go 1-0 down. Let Chelsea go 1-0 down, and I think it could turn. Because those chants yesterday... yesterday.
I thought they were different.
That's different. Mm. That's different. They, literally on his birthday, telling the man to fuck off. On his date of birth.
His date of birth.
I don't even know.
No one cares his date of birth.
Did Chelsea make a post that it was his birthday?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't follow.
Make a post about all the players. They didn't think about him.
It's okay. Spurs didn't. We can't.
But anyway, I think Poch will go.
We used to.
I think Poch will go because I think he. I can't see him putting together a consistent run this month.
Yeah.
The only thing that could save him is the FA Cup. But even that. I don't know. I think he.
May I ask who you've got this month?
So we were due to have Arsenal, but that game's been rescheduled. We've got Newcastle. We have Leicester in the cup. So where we were supposed to play, our game's been rearranged as well.
I want them to rearrange the game before they sack him. I don't want a new manager bounce.
It depends on who the new manager is. But anyway, Frank. Stop saying
it's never
Frank.
Gonna, it's never gonna
I think
Frank again.
His high he pressure ties have like the highest ones have been postponed.
Yeah. So I do hear what you're saying, but I think if you guys have a easier run in. You may pay
no
over
matches,
the...
That's the problem. No match is easy for Chelsea at the moment.
I know, I do hear that, but it's just like football teams have a habit of saving managers just before they're about to get sacked.
But I
West Ham have just won two games with 7 goals.
I feel like Chelsea fans are very, very good at getting to that point where they run that manager out of the club.
Because he's deluding the fans as well with all this talk about, if you give me time, I can do something like Pep and Klopp. Like, dude, no, you're not Pep and Klopp. Like, be your own man.
Yeah, be Pochettino.
Say it louder so the board can hear that it's not only me that can see this nonsense.
I don't think. Do Chelsea fans really run out their managers?
Yes.
We ran out Potter was run out.
Yeah, but Potter deserved to be run out.
Please.
I feel like before Potter, I can't remember
the last 20 years. No.
That was Abramovich.
That's Abramovich.
Chelsea
fans didn't run out. They didn't run out Frank Lampard. They didn't run out Tuchel. They didn't run out
Do you run out Conte?
You run out Conte.
No. Chelsea fans, that was Conte running himself out. That was a Chelsea fan. From the outside looking in, it feels like you guys switch on your managers. Only sorry, Potter, and Potter got run out of the club.
Got dragged. You know that woman, the police are holding him side by side. That's how we dragged that man from the club.
Yeah.
Boy. Hey, we're calling him Chimney and all sorts, man. That was
all
crazy.
I need to, but go back to the manager chat. As long as that losing manager stays, I'm good. That guy is sexy.
Let's not objectify Rob Edwards, please.
I don't care. No, he's fine.
Don't
anyway,
twiddle your
I'm
hair.
I'm just saying, isn't it? Because I follow Luton on Twitter now because
they're milking it.
The social media admins, they know what they're doing.
They are milking it. All right, so let's go on to match predictions then, and let's start with Chelsea, okay? Chelsea play Newcastle at home.
We're gonna
win,
lose.
Lost,
draw.
Win.
We're gonna lose.
I think draw because Newcastle
weren't great either.
I think Trippier went off injured this weekend.
He did.
Isaac's gonna do a quick double.
Okay, I'm going draw.
No, I'm going draw.
They also play Leicester City at home. FA Cup quarterfinals.
That's a tough.
That's very tough tie. Is that at home or away?
Home. So we're at home.
One of Pep's disciples is the manager.
Boy,
they're playing good football.
I think Chelsea win that.
I think Chelsea win it as well.
Okay, first. Leicester have been very impressive this
really
season.
Really good in the Champions.
Yeah. But I still think Chelsea win it. Chelsea play Man United. No, they don't. That's in April. Sorry, guys. Chelsea play Burnley at home. So all of our matches in March are at home.
So, no, you, like Burnley. I said, you don't have too many.
Do we beat Burnley?
Burnley just to be for real. Be for real, man. Burnley are rubbish.
They can have a new manager, so they can have a new manager bounce. I'm going to go for a draw.
So you're not saying Poch then? So you're saying Kompany?
No, Poch is going to go and then Kompany's going to go.
Okay, yeah.
All right, cool. Man United will have Everton at home.
Loss.
Draw.
Nah, they'll win.
They'll win.
They'll win.
Draw.
No, Everton, I don't think, I remember the last time Everton, sorry Marva, actually won a game.
They haven't won
in 10. They're struggling.
They haven't won in 10, guys.
They the point deduction bounce ran out a while ago.
But they got some points, right?
Yeah, they got lucky they gave them back because they're going to need
four
them.
4 points back.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking Man United win. I'm going to win.
Everton. I'm saying Man United win, yeah.
Because will Hoyland be back by then? If he's back, they will win.
Everton win.
Man United face Liverpool in the FA Cup quarterfinals.
Liverpool win.
Liverpool win.
Man United are at home. Sorry, doesn't really matter.
I actually don't think we win that.
You beat them with the Pickneys. It's not even less good. The other one's coming back, man. Sorry.
You'll have people back by then.
Sorry. They're going to work harder than that United team.
You won't?
No. It's only possibly Salah. That will be back.
Trent? Possibly Salah.
Only Salah.
If Salah comes back.
What about Trent?
After the international break, it's before. So.
Yeah, but you have Nunez just came back, so Szoboszlai just came back.
I know, but that's still a lot.
I'm going to go for a Liverpool win.
Yeah,
Liverpool win. I'm going to go for a Liverpool win. Mm. And then they've got Brentford away.
Brentford win.
Brentford away is always difficult. It's always tricky.
Nah.
Me personally,
Brentford need points. They're
leaking goals badly. Yeah.
Mm. Maybe a draw?
It depends if Ethan Pinnock is back.
We said that for the last 3 weeks now.
come back, give me some points. To be fair, I think their entire starting back four of last season, they're all injured. It's not just Ethan
and we
Pinnock.
Drew against them.
Yeah, like they're all injured. I feel sorry for Thomas Frank. Like he's struggling.
He
badly.
Is.
Yeah.
But I think he's got like the backing of his.
Oh yeah,
his
they won't sack him. To be fair, he's a great manager. Like he's just struggling with the lack of quality that he has available.
Makeshift
right. At the moment.
So Liverpool, Europa League. Sorry, I totally forgot you guys are in that competition.
Don't worry.
I feel like every time we bring up Europe and Liverpool, I always forget you're in Europa League. Mm-hmm. But you play Sparta Praha. I'm going to go for Liverpool.
Sparta Praha.
Praha. Oh, Praha. Praha.
It's fine.
Your way.
Liverpool.
Draw.
Away.
Liverpool.
I'm going for Liverpool.
We have to rest players. We have
negative Nancy over here.
We've played 4 games in 11 days.
No, because these are people that I've like West Ham have played recently. And if we can do, you'll be fine.
You can do it.
We
can do.
You're tired.
Anyway. Liverpool win.
Next.
They play Man City at home. That'll be a big game.
Do you know what?
Before or after international break?
Next week.
Yeah. On the 10th.
I'm
going to
go
March.
City. I'm sorry.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was going to say it's either City or it'll be like a draw. Like a really hard fought draw. But
wait,
I'm going to
City. No one's saying Liverpool at Anfield. What?
I'm saying Liverpool.
Hold on a second. Ella, I love you so much, but shut the fuck up.
We can just
talk. You're talking about Sparta Praha. Sparta Praha away.
Yeah, because it's too late.
Bro.
Pip.
How many times do we lose at Anfield?
Not many.
I said City or a hard fought draw. And you're like, what? No one's got respect for Liverpool at Anfield. Is it Uchi Wally or is it one mic?
Sorry, whoever's listening, watch it. You lot, run up that audio. Go back 15 seconds.
Is it Uchi Wally or is it one mic? Choose.
Sorry, what does Uchi Wally mean? I thought that was like a sexual innuendo.
No, but I'm saying like are you being Nas singing Uchi Wally or are you being Nas singing it's one mic? Are you that's what it is.
I
never made that up myself.
I expect two very different teams. That's why. That is why. Because we have to rest McAllister and Endo. And then it's like, who are we playing on Thursday?
Fair. Well, McAllister's ball yesterday.
I can't believe that
piece of skill.
Exactly. I was just leaving my friend Ella alone.
Yeah. What did I not pre face it saying I love her very much.
You can't. That's no offense, but
whatever. She knows my heart.
She said, shut the fuck up.
Because
I was like, nah, you can't be, you cannot do the humble thing.
The East London, you just jump straight out.
Wait, guys, the carpet.
The carpet's fine. I've been watching.
At least
don't get all Pip's wrong side.
Guard.
All right, Pip, can I continue?
Please.
Okay. And then you play Sparta Praha at home. Say the right.
Win. See? Win. I think we go through it.
Break out. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then you've got, you've got Man United away again.
Win.
How many days between the Prague and United?
Because Thursday to Sunday, innit?
Yeah,
I'll go for a win then.
All right, and then last match of the month, Brighton at home.
Brighton are in terrible form.
Should be a win.
Terrible form.
I was
watching Match of the Day, and he was like, we need to decide now if we're a team that can cope with the schedule or if we should be playing once a week. Which I think was a message to the board saying he hasn't been given the squad to be able to do this on fronts. But
this is why they spent all summer long. Will we sell Casado or not? And now look at you guys.
Going on to Tottenham, Aston Villa away.
I'm going to say draw because Villa have to play in the conference on Thursday night, and then I don't know if they're home or away, and that game is Sunday 1 p.m. That's a tight turnaround for them.
So
and Pedro Porro should be back, fingers crossed. I can't see Emerson again.
Why don't you think you'll win it then?
Pardon?
Why don't you think you'll win it?
Because it's still Villa Park.
It's still Villa at Villa Park.
Still Villa Park.
Chelsea can win at Villa Park. The Villa Park has not been the same sanctuary as it's been since the start of the season.
No, but they just re-picked up their form again.
I don't know, man.
And Ollie Watkins is on a hot piece of form. So
Hot piece of ass.
I see what you're saying. Like it.
It's a tough game, regardless.
Yeah. I don't even think you're that cute, I can't lie. Alright, cool. And then, Chelsea Tottenham has been postponed. You have Fulham away.
Yeah, I would expect us to win.
I'd expect to win. And then you have Luton Town.
At home, because we've already played them there.
Yes. Hey, listen, just go easy on them.
Timo, I saw that hair.
I'm just thinking about Fulham. I'm not saying you don't have the propensity to win. You do. However, Fulham are in very good form. And if they're at home, do you think they're going to give it to you?
But I prefer that. I think we've discussed Spurs yet, but we've struggled against low blocks. Fulham will not play a low block at home.
True.
So I do actually think we'll play better football than we have been playing. Maybe Drew Charlison will be back by then. We'll one day get back to a fully fit squad. But, if the team wants to be in the Champions League next season, you need to go and beat Fulham at Craven Cottage, at the end of the day. So,
and that's just that. Let's move on to West Ham.
West Ham.
The Amers. You played SC Freiburg?
Yep.
Okay. I think that's a draw. You're going to Freiburg?
We're going to Freiburg. Draw.
That's going to be a hard game.
We in the group stages we beat them twice, but I think the equilibrium in the team is a little bit different at this moment in time. So I think we go over there and we draw, and then when we come back we win.
Yeah.
And I'll be there for that one.
Okay. After that you got Aston Villa at home. Oh no, you don't. Apologies. After that you've got Burnley at home.
Yes. So Burnley's our game next week.
Yes.
I think we win that one.
Cool. Then you got Freiburg at home, which you said you're going to win. And then you've got Aston Villa at home.
Tricky.
I think we lose or we draw. I don't know if we win that one.
Form's just dependent on whether Paqueta can stay fit.
Paqueta feels if he's up for it. Return of the pack.
Return of the pack. It is return of the pack. Come.
That one's better than, We Buy Any Car.
But you lot have even started it that though for Papa Matassar, so
yeah, but he was on the bench, so we didn't hear it.
So you can't judge me. Don't judge me.
Yeah, I'm just saying Anita's chance better.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The last game that West Ham have of the month is against Newcastle. Away.
Oh, we lose that one. Boy.
Yeah, come on.
We know we do not play well against Newcastle. have not in the last couple of seasons. And if we're going to St. James's Park, I don't know what's going on with them, but they need the punching bag. It'll probably be us. I'm not going to lie.
We're up next. Chelsea, it might be the Blues. We're up
next.
All right, should we quickly run through Arsenal's and then we'll predict who will be at the top of the table by the end of the month. So, Arsenal, they got Sheffield United at home tomorrow.
Saka's my captain, and I'm expecting that.
I need points.
Stop with this point. We need them to lose. Okay, go.
Yeah, but they're not going to.
They can lose 6-5 as long as Saka has 5 goals.
Where do we see these goals for the Sheffield United coming from? Are the goals in the room right now? Are the strikers in the room right now?
Good energy. Good energy.
No, Sheffield are rubbish.
Listen, Ella, you know better than that. You can only control your own games. Please.
Unless there's a case of food poisoning.
Control your own narrative.
The whole because if Arsenal you're, team
because if you're
playing.
Expecting Fodderingham no, to keep
so,
out.
You know what? It'll just be so funny. I just need a...
It's not going to be... like, please.
Sorry, the lulls aren't coming.
There's no hope. Yeah, even if Arsenal sent the under-21s, I think they would beat them.
No, there's hope for the other ones.
Don't do that.
Let's keep going. There's hope down the line, okay? So, after Sheffield United, they face Brentford at home.
They'll win. Arsenal win that.
They'll win. And then they host Porto.
Win.
Then 1-0 down. Are they going to crash out of the Champions League? Dun, dun, dun.
I would prefer them to stay in and lose in the semi to disrupt their league form. So for the greater good of the title race.
You want the points for the coefficient, don't you?
Yes, and also we need the coefficient points for that fifth place.
Wait, to let who in fifth though?
Pardon?
To let who in fifth? United.
Spurs.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we're still
Spurs are fifth at the minute.
Because Villa are still there, man. And that's why I need Villa to do well in the Europa Conference as well. Okay. For the coefficient, of course. But I like the crash and burn narrative. Yeah. So I would like to see Arsenal.
They'll get louder and louder. They're already getting louder.
You know what?
Or they could be
if there was a guarantee that they crash out at the semi-finals, I'll take the loudness.
Yeah, if it was guaranteed that they would crash out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's say like, I don't know, the draw leads them to like Real Madrid in the semis or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Ugh, it's making me hot. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Anita forgot she was in public.
I was going to say, should we leave you alone?
The thought of it. Then they go to Manchester to face Man City at the end of the month.
City win,
in my opinion, my humble opinion. Anyone disagree?
City win.
Yeah.
But it's going to be ugly.
No.
As long as they win, I don't care.
I'm just putting my opinion. I'm sprinkling some salt onto the conversation. That's all.
Hopefully, De Bruyne, let De Bruyne have some rest and let him prepare for that game.
So right now, Liverpool at the top of the table, 63 points. Man City, 62 points. Arsenal, 58 points. Should I sprinkle Villa in now? Should I just leave it?
It's three horse race.
Who do we think, by the end of the month, will be at the top of the table? Last month, we said it would be Liverpool. We were right. Do we think Liverpool maintain it? Or do we see a switch with City somewhere?
I think City.
Same. I think City take it over.
Because I think they beat Arsenal. And I think
March Madness.
I think they beat Arsenal and I think they beat Liverpool. So,
I don't know if they... Did they beat Liverpool? Or is it a draw? I think it's a draw. Liverpool one's a draw.
Liverpool have injuries.
But Liverpool's at home, like, it's tough.
Ella told me. I said, told her to shut the fuck up. And she told me that I'm wrong.
Salah should be back, by the way, for that.
There we go.
Just putting that in.
Do you think that Liverpool can maintain being at the top of the table for the whole of March?
Yes, I do.
Can I ask you another question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Liverpool's going to win the league? Because we asked you this a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
and you were not ready to answer. Are you ready to answer it after you've won the Carabao. I would be professional. Carabao. After you've won a Carabao Cup, can you now focus and say, we can win the Premier League?
Can I have one more week?
No! We're in March!
No, I thought we agreed.
We are in March!
After the Christmas January period.
And she still didn't answer!
After last week, she still didn't have an answer.
You can't postpone because you have
We put pressure on Lauren.
Thank you.
Lauren took the pressure.
Yes, on goal difference.
Oh.
Against who, though? Man City or Arsenal?
City.
Well, that would be spicy, though.
You think
also like that would be spicy?
Can you imagine?
Didn't the final day, get some
Sky Sports juice screams. Oh,
I'm gonna bring my TV from my bedroom.
The last time that happened, Liverpool were very disappointed.
I know. Twice. Third time's a charm, please.
I would love that. The drums.
I kind of need Arsenal to be in that conversation just so the hurt from Arsenal fans is just so...
Are you not riding on the hurt last season when they started booking, thinking about Annie Lee for the title parade? Because I'm still riding on that.
Yeah, yeah, no, but the
that's
thing
enough
is,
for me.
Imagine getting there, but they're getting closer the last day, right? Imagine like they need a certain set of results and it's going their way. And then all of a sudden you hear, give me them, bro!
No, I don't. I actually don't need that because I don't like, want them to be like, It was close. None of you, man, have come ever even come that close.
Do you know what? I can't lie. I want to see hashtag Arteta out. Final day.
I really want to see them get to the semi-finals of the Champions League, win their first leg at home, book their annual leave for the final.
You lot care too much, bro. I swear to God.
Yeah, because this is personal. This is personal.
I sit here on
it's personal. No. People start booking their annual leave. June, the first weekend of June, they're booking their annual leave. They say, oh, no, I'm not going to be working. I'm going to be off shift.
Do you know what is even better?
Crash and burn in the second leg.
We're gonna win it in our home city. Because it's at Wembley. We're gonna win it in our home city.
Oh yeah, it's at Wembley.
And then they don't. Inject it straight into my veins.
Please, for that gun.
They want to know. Do you see how they're creating scenarios up in their head? I have nothing to do with this. I've got too much to do.
So Ella, you think that you could win it on goal difference? And this is my next question for you: is that with the help of the officials?
Come on.
Let's keep it a buck.
Is this about the goal? Is this about
the officials helped you win your
7 minutes at a time. Nunez scores in the 98th.
Let me just explain.
Not even about the time.
It's not even about the time because they were time wasting. First of all, and their goalkeeper went down for 4 minutes. Anyway, the decision I understand to give us the free kick was weird, but they got the same thing happened to us 10 minutes before, and that's what people haven't mentioned at all. Number one.
So, sorry. Yeah. So what we should be doing is the fact that the officiating was terrible twice.
Yeah, but I'm saying, so it didn't necessarily favour Liverpool. It was just a referee.
No.
Two wrongs don't make a right, Miguel.
I'm going to get to my second point. The second point is there was 3 minutes between that and us scoring. Nottingham Forest had numerous opportunities. If they had sense to clear that ball.
The context of the game changes if Hudson-Odoi picks that ball up basically next to the corner flag.
I promise you, Lauren, they would have given the ball away.
Lauren?
The way you said her name.
She said Lauren.
They would have given the ball away.
Shut the fuck up. East London is jumping out on his couch today.
It wouldn't have made a difference. For me, it was just...
Can I just point something out? Do you know the whole Real Madrid thing? I know that if it was Liverpool, that goal would have counted. I know 100%. Liverpool, literally.
No, I can't agree. I can't agree.
This time
because
it's Liverpool because it's actually the referee on the pitch that actually helped them this time.
Ah, but Paul Tierney and Liverpool.
He's terrible.
We always have so a bad referee, and Paul Tierney is not one that favours Liverpool.
Except for yesterday.
Huh? But as I said, it's not necessarily that it favoured Liverpool because it was just
no, but
his.
It does because in that situation, if Callum Hudson-Odoi gets the ball back,
Lauren,
that means Nottingham Forest.
Let me finish. They had the ball, by the way, and they gave it away before we scored. Still,
so, Callum Hudson-Odoi has the ball basically in the corner flag. He time wastes or he goes back. What he does by giving the ball to Kelleher allows Liverpool to push the entire team up the pitch to start sustaining their attack again. At the end of the day, that changes the context of how the game is played. I hear what you're saying, but
at the end of the day, if that was happening to you against,
the reason is if the referee gave it against us, right? I would say that's an inconsistency in the game because if he's making one rule for one thing and one rule for another thing, it's not fair.
Wow. This what? Is the start of Ella's villain arc, by the way.
Am I lying? Everybody. Am I lying?
Your chat is shit.
Why am I why?
If you were in Nottingham Forest's shoes,
you would not
be sitting there cross-legged like
that. You're still crying about the Spurs game.
Nah.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm still crying about the Odegaard thing. Like, there's been many decisions that have gone against us. I could list.
And this would be part of your list if the game went against you. I'm 100% certain.
Probably, Anita, but if
you don't... We just went all around the house. We can understand.
So anyway, let's focus on the assist and the goal.
Tell us.
McAllister, weak foot, dying minutes of the game, and Nunez's intelligence to make that run. Virgil, as well, to push the... it was just... I just love smart play. And that's
smart
what
play
was.
Enabled by the referee.
Oh, come on.
Congratulations.
Lauren.
I don't care, by the way. I need you to be in that title race because we need two.
It was not enabled by the referee. It was enabled by Nottingham Forest not clearing the ball before it got to McAllister.
It was
simple.
Regardless of whether they cleared the ball or not, the fact of the matter is that the ball is all the way on that half of the pitch.
Okay, but they could have cleared it before McAllister got the assist.
They even did a VAR check for a penalty when it was Kelleher that hit Konate.
No, actually it wasn't. It wasn't. If you watch another angle, the defender kicks him in the face. That's what I'm saying. So it could have even been a free kick to us. So pick your poison, please.
The poison. Talk your shit, man. The referee made a mistake.
Talk your shit.
He made a mistake in the rule. I agree. But the fact that it went against us too, it's too bad. I'm sorry.
Wow. So when.
It went against us as well.
She's been talking about the Spurs game.
Are you actually going to compare the Spurs game to this?
No, but why is it?
Really?
Why is it when the situation benefits you, you can sit there and say, the referee made a mistake, but it doesn't matter. Why is it that when it benefits you, you can change your mind?
Because we're talking about phases of play. It wasn't even 2, 3, 4 phases of play. It was like a whole 3 minutes. Do you think
Liverpool get any favourable positions?
Oh, we do, but I don't think they've affected the results as much as you guys think. No, they haven't.
All right. Let's park it. You finally said you think Liverpool can win this league on goal difference.
Mm.
You've admitted to an extent that if things were the other way around, you'd be a little bit pissed.
Listen, I do not like Paul Tierney, and I've been saying for years.
And I hate Anthony Taylor. So I'm with you. I get it.
I'm with people in questioning him, but I'm not with the certain officials that are pushing for the agenda, because I even think they're a bit hypocritical in their thoughts. But anyway, like, I agree. I agree that it was a mistake then, but if we look at the whole game, he was consistent.
So why is it when if we go back to Spurs Liverpool and then but we're talking about a VAR incident that happened in the first half, and then you went down to and you had 9 players, but that impacted the whole of the second half of the game, and we're allowed to carry that on. But 3 minutes is enough for the game not to be impacted by the referee's mistake.
I don't understand your point though, because it was a whole goal that was missed. I'm sorry, like, that cannot happen. It's not like Nottingham Forest got a goal and, oh my goodness, like Liverpool could have scored. It's some buts. I'm just saying. I never wanted to go back. Lauren, listen, I let it go. I was told to drop it. I'm just saying, and you're bringing it back up.
The Tottenham game happened in September, okay?
And Ella's been talking about it the whole time.
I never brought it up today. You guys brought it up today. But
I've
literally dropped it.
Even when Liverpool have benefited, how many times since?
We have not benefited. Listen, anyway.
I can't believe I am the good, well-behaved one.
It's because we haven't spoken about Chelsea.
Exactly.
But there's nothing to speak about. Oh, look at that. We're almost out of time. But we've got enough to hear about Lauren and Tottenham. You guys were 1-0 down against Crystal Palace.
Oh.
Eze with the fantastic free kick.
Yes, it is quality free
Such
kick.
A sweet free kick. God bless you, Eze. Honestly, you do not belong at Crystal Palace. And I really hope to see you at a better team. In fact, let me not say that, because Palace fans might come for me. They're very scary in real life.
Yeah, they're
frightening. But yeah, you guys managed to come back. And obviously, we spoke about in the group chat when you were telling me off about your first half form. But tell us a little bit more about that form and how it's kind of like hindered your progress.
Yeah, like we haven't scored in the first half at home in this calendar year. And it's just
we've started slowly. I think the team's kind of coming back, but every time we get someone back, like Udoja came back, now Richarlison's injured. So I think we're still not quite there with our starting 11. I think our beginning of the season form was based on the fact that we started quickly. And we just haven't. But equally, like Palace, that was their only shot on target, was the free kick. It was a fantastic free kick. We had nearly 80% possession. I think, like, it's very difficult when the game's happening in real time for you to be patient for your team to get the job done. You're just like, nah, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this. But we got there in the end. And I think the reason why I believe in the style of play and the football is that period where we raise our intensity and we play Ange ball, like, we will blow away teams. Mm. But what I need to see is us doing that on a more consistent basis. And for longer periods in the game. But at the end of the day, like at this point of the season, it's just about winning. And we came back, and we didn't often do that last season. Like it was tough. I think we've got, like, everyone focuses on the fact of how many goals that we concede at the latter, like, end of games, and our point, how many points we've lost from losing positions. But nobody's won more points from losing positions either. So it's just kind of like, we know we'll go into the end. It may cost us, but also we benefit from it. So, like, whatever, I'm happy. People are looking a bit sharper, but we lack game rhythm. And that's our own fault. Yeah. You finish eighth, you don't have no European football. Like, we're not in a domestic cup, so we're not, like, we had 2 weeks.
No,
we lost to City. Yeah. As Ella reminded us last week.
It wasn't even meant to be a joke. That's why it's so starting off strong.
We were doing so well at not offending anybody.
I don't even know what happened.
But yeah, like, it's having 2 weeks before I get, like, off, and then we've got, like, another 8 days coming out now. I actually do think that's impacting us not starting quickly because we don't have game rhythm. Like, it's not tiredness, it's just lacking sharpness by not playing as regularly as we should be. But that's onus on the squad to go and get the Champions League football that is close, and we'll play more next season to kind of rotate and keep that sharpness. But 3 points, job done. I can't complain. So
happy with Timo Werner?
I'm not going to be gaslighted by the Spurs fan base.
Damn.
Like, the goal that he scored, anybody could score. Like, we all nearly fell off of our sofas earlier because Haaland missed a similar chance. Like, I would expect Werner to score that goal. I would also have actually, that's the problem. When he ran through 1v1, I didn't expect him to score. And I think if you play
Everyone in the stadium stood up. Yeah, me, I was sitting down. I've seen this story before. I've seen this before.
Yeah, and I think the problem is if you're playing in those forward positions, you need to score goals at the end of the day. But I do, like, he's slotted into the team and he fits the system, don't get me wrong. But if we're going to close that gap on City, is Timo Werner going to be the guy that helps us close the gap? And I think that's the question that I want the fan base.
When you said to City, I was like...
No, but she means catching up. If Spurs are ever going to compete at that...
If you're
going to
compete, no, I'm not talking about this season, please.
City
are the benchmark in terms of what you need to be the dominant team and to win the league. That City are the benchmark, and that's everybody else is trying to close that gap. Yeah. So, like, for me, like Timo Werner is just not.
You're doing too much, Timo.
Like, I'm happy like for him that he scored.
I feel like me and Timo are on the same page. Yeah.
I think you've misunderstood. You are committed. They're committed to misunderstanding.
No, I've understood perfectly well.
Even if I rephrase the point, Timo Werner wouldn't get into any of the team sides that are playing above us. So we have, like, yes, maybe he'll be a good squad player, but then when you get injuries and then those squad players become starters, it may cause you issues. But, yeah, like, he scored a goal, so, you know, good for him. Brennan was really good off the bench, which I think having more of the team back means that Brennan can come off the bench rather than starting every game. So, yeah, like, on to the next one. But I personally don't want to see the loan made permanent for Timo.
Sorry, yeah. Timo Werner, Lauren has spoken. She doesn't want to see your ass again.
Damn.
I just think, you know, when people like Eze and those people will come up in the summer, I would rather invest that Timo Werner fee and put the money down for an Eze or a Neto or somebody rather than Timo Werner.
So injury prone, though. You can't rely on players like
that. Eze?
And
Olise.
Olise. Neto as well.
Yeah.
If they go to top teams, no one's going to be asking them to play 38 games.
That's true.
But they'll be playing 20.
But for the fee they're commanding, like, what did I hear for Neto? What, 90 million? Like, what?
Yeah, but they're never going to get that. That's fucking
nah,
it'll be 60. They're going to have to sell probably in this financial year.
They have to sell because of FFP, but, like, you have to put a high tag on these people because you have to show that they mean something to you. That's what a lot of this is. They're not real price tags. It's just saying this is a key player for us. So if you want to come and get him, come correct. That's what it is.
I remember when... West Ham fans said that about Declan Rice, and then he did go for 100 mil in the end. Anyway,
yeah, but Arsenal were willing to pay. Daniel Levy ain't gonna be paying 90 million for any player.
I'm not even just talking about Arsenal. When he was 60 million as well, and Chelsea wanted him up in 20, I'll never let it go in 2020, and 60 million was.
Can't let that go, man.
Palace.
I will never ever let it go.
Palace quoted us 70 million for Doucouré. So
for who?
Exactly, for Doucouré. So what, imagine
the midfielder. Yes. Doucouré.
Is that because you were desperate after?
Not even. What? Not even. So imagine. So imagine what Eze is going to go for, and
The thing is,
Eze is okay. I don't know.
Sorry. Yes. 70 million British pounds for Doucouré. Yes.
But we've said that the market is ruined already. Yes. Long time.
And also FFP is going to force people to sell cheaper if they don't want to. I actually, the market has changed from 2022, from 2020. Some of these clubs will have to sell before June the 30th.
Yeah.
Like Newcastle. So it's like whenever you're ready. Actually, I don't even want him.
He's injury prone.
He's injury prone. I don't want him. I'm okay. It's enough. Anyway, guys, we've come to the end of another Gold Diggers UK episode. Make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms individually and on Gold Diggers as well. Gold Diggers UK _ on Instagram, Gold Diggers UK on Twitter and on TikTok. If you're not following us on TikTok at the moment,
that's
the same thing.
That's how words work. You're right.
Right. If you're not following us on TikTok at the moment, make sure you pick up your phone right now and you give us a follow.
And LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn. Is LinkedIn even social media?
Yeah. People are using it like Facebook. It's terrible.
But anyways, guys, we will see you next week. Peace.
Bye.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.